continuing Dav Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we left off on the last line of Dav Yud Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Mepnei Ma'anem Raparshas Rotzchim B'Lashon Azza. Why in Sefer Yoshua, when it talks about setting aside Arei Miklat in Sefer Yoshua, does it speak in a very harsh language? Dechsiv, the Pasuk says in Sefer Yoshua, Vayedaber Hashem El Yoshua Leimar Daber El Bnei Yisrael Leimar Tunu Lechem Esarei Miklat Asher Dibarti Aleichem. It says that Hashem was Yedaber to Yoshua to set aside Arei Miklat. Normally, the softer way to say that Hashem spoke is to say, Vayomer. Why does it speak about Arei Miklat with such a harsh language? Vayedaber. Answers the Gemara, Mipnei Shehin Shel Torah. Because setting aside Arei Miklat is a din d'oraisa. That's something that really comes from the Torah, and therefore in Sefer Yoshua, which is a Navi, we mention it in a very harsh way, in a very strong way. Asks the Gemara, is that even true that Vayedaber means harsh? Lememra dekol dibor lashon kasha? Do you mean to say every time the word dibor comes up, it's always a harsh language? Says the Gemara, yeah, in, absolutely. Kedichsiv, like the Pasuk says, Dabera ish adonai haaretz itanu kashos. Dibera ish adonai haaretz itanu kashos. Yehuda reports back to Yaakov that the master of this land of Egypt spoke very harshly toward us. And what word is used to say spoke when he's talking about this? Daber, vei daber, that he spoke harshly. So you see, daber is a harshness. Frakta gemara v'atanya nidberu. But doesn't the Brisa ask, but doesn't it say nidberu in Sefer Malachi, and over there it's talking about speaking softly? So says Gemara, ein nidberu elo lashon nachas. Nidberu is different than vayedaber. Nidberu is soft. Vayedaber? Harsh. Nidberu, that's soft. V'cheinu omer, yadber amim tachtenu. What about yadber amim tachtenu? That's also a soft lashon. And yet it says yadber. And says the Gemara, daber luchud, yadber luchud. Daber is one thing, yadber is something else. Daber, harsh. Yadber, soft. Good, that's it. So main point number one, vayedaber is a harsh language. Vayedaber is a harsh language. Further now, the Gemara is now going to tell us three different machlokos that Rabbi Yehuda had with different people. One that was a machlokos in Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, another one that he had with Rabbi Nechemiah, and a third one that he had with Rabbi Meir. So first, pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon argued about the following. One thing they argued about is why it says Vayedaber when it talks about, in Sefer Yoshua, when it talks about the Arei Miklat. Why does it speak in a harsh language when it talks about the Arei Miklat? So one opinion is because Yoshua delayed in setting aside the Arei Miklat. And the other opinion is because it's a din d'oraisa to set aside the Arei Miklat. That's why it speaks in a harsh language. So that was a machlokas. Why in Sefer Yoshua it speaks in a harsh language when it talks about the Arei Miklat? Again, one opinion is because Yoshua didn't do it right away, so it's speaking harshly about Yoshua. And the other is that no, it's about a Torah law, so it speaks harshly about a Torah law. Vayichtov Yoshua hadvar me'ele b'sefer Torah Selukim. Here's the second machlokas. The Navi tells us that Yoshua wrote these words in the Sefer of Torah of God. What did Yoshua ever write in the Sefer Torah of God? So the Gemara says, Pligibar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemiah. That's also machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and someone else. This is machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. What did Yeshua write in the Sefer Torah of God? Chad Amar, one opinion says, Shmona Psukim. That's an important concept. Shmona Psukim. Which eight Psukim are we talking about? The last eight Psukim that Yeshua wrote those. The Chad Amar, the other opinion says, no, Arei Miklat. It means that he wrote the story of the Arei Miklat that he set aside when they came into Israel. And that relates to the Torah of Hashem. It's not that he wrote actual psukim in the Torah of Hashem. He wrote about Arei Miklat when he came into the land of Israel, but that's about the topic of something that's discussed in Torah Hashem. Bishlam l'man yamar ches psukim. I understand very well if you say that it's the eight psukim that we're referring to. Haynu d'chsev b'sefer Torah Selkim. Then that phrase makes sense, that he wrote it in the book of the Torah of God. El l'man yamar Arei Miklat, may b'sefer Torah Selkim. But if it was just about the Arei Miklat, why does it say he wrote it in the book of the Torah of God? Hachi ka'amar. This is what it means to say. Ve'yichtov Yoshua b'sifro. Yoshua wrote in his own book. What's Yoshua's own book? Sefer Yoshua. Es hadvarim ha'ela ha'ksuvim b'sefer Torah Selukim. The same topic, certain things that are the same topic that were already discussed in the Book of God. What topic is that? Ari Miklat. That just like Ari Miklat already discussed in the Torah of God, Yeshua wrote on that same topic in his own book. That is Machlokas number two. Now, Sefer Shetafru B'Pishtan. If you have a book of Torah, let's say, a Torah scroll that is sewn together with flax, you use flax strings to sew together the different pieces of parchment. Pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda Rameir. This is the third machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and someone else. This is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Chad Omer Kosher, v'chad Omer Pasul. One opinion says that that's a kosher Sefer Torah. The other one says it's a pasul Sefer Torah. Why? What would be the problem with sewing it together with flax? Leman Yomer Pasul. The one that says that it's pasul Dichsiv, because the pasuk says Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. The Torah of Hashem has to be in your mouth. V'iskish Kol Torah Kula L'Tfilin. And we say that all of Torah is just like Tfilin. Mat Tfilin Alach L'Moshe Misinai. Important concept. Alach L'Moshe Misinai. Mat Tfilin Alach L'Moshe Misinai L'Tofron Begidin. Just like by tefillin, we have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. God taught Moshe at Har Sinai. You have to sew it only with sinews of an animal, with the veins of an animal. Af kol l'tofer and begidin. So to all parchments, you have to sew all Sifrei Torah and things that you have to sew specifically using sinews of an animal. The Idach and the other opinion who says that nah, you could even use flax to sew it together would hold that you're right. We do compare Torah to tefillin, but not about how we sew it. Ki iskish, when do we compare Torah to tefillin? Lemutar beficha. Just about the fact that just like tefillin has to come from kosher animals, so too the parchment of a Torah has to come from kosher animals. Mutar beficha was another important concept. But lehilchosav lo iskish, we never compare Torah to tefillin in terms of how to sew it. That's not part of the comparison. Amar Rav, Rav says, chazinu lehu letefillin debei chabibi. I saw the tefillin of my uncle, Rav says, Rabbi Chiyah was his uncle, Chabibi, Ditfiri Bekisna, and his tefillin were sewn with flax. But we don't pask him like that. So main point number two, three machlokos between Rabbi Yehuda and someone else. A, why the parsha of Arei Miklat in Sefer Yehoshua is written in a harsh language. Why Parshas Rotzchim is Belashon Kasha? Why the Parsha of Ari Miklat in Sefer Yehoshua is in a harsh language? B, what does it mean that Yehoshua wrote something in Sefer Torah Elokim? And C, can a Sefer Torah be sewn with flax? So again, three machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and someone else. A, why the Parsha of Ari Miklat is written in a harsh language in Sefer Yehoshua. B, what does it mean when it says that Yehoshua wrote something b'sefer Torah Elokim, in the Sefer Torah of God. And three, C, can a Sefer Torah be sewn with flax? Good, new mission. There are different types of Kohanim Gedolim that exist. We know the halacha is that when does a killer get out of the Ir Miklat? When the Kohen Gadol dies. Which Kohen Gadol? Says the Mishnah. Echad Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Whether you have a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the special oil, and that's how he became Kohen Gadol. Ve'echad HaMeruba B'Begadim. Or whether you have a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol, how? What does Meruba B'Begadim mean? Good. By giving him all the eight vestments. Ve'echad Shavar Mimishichuso. Or even if you have a guy who's a retired Kohen Gadol, who used to be Kohen Gadol, Machzir Nesarotzeach. When any of them die, the guy gets out of the Ir Miklat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, not only that, Af Meshuach Melchama Machzir Nesarotzeach. Even the Kohen Gadol who gives the psych-up speeches before the war, if he dies, people get out of the Ir Miklat. Even though he's not really even a Kohen Gadol, we just call him a Kohen Gadol. Even if he dies, people get out of the Ir Miklat. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Lefichach, because of this, Imosein shel Kohanim, the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim, Misapkos len Michyo Ksus, used to provide food and clothing to the killers, Kedei shelo yispalu al b'neim sheyemusu, so that they wouldn't daven for the Kohanim Gedolim to die. So they'd say, as long as my son's alive, I'll keep bringing you delicious brownies, so you don't want to daven for my son to die. And that way, they would keep these people from praying that their sons would die. Main point number three, Rotseach leaves near Miklat, when the, I'm going to say it once, I'm not going to repeat it, you go back to the recording if you don't catch it, when the Meshuach B'Shamina Mishcha, Meruba Begadim, Kohen Sha'avar, and maybe even Meshuach Melchama die. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know that this is true, that when any of these guys die, you get out of the Yer Miklat? Amar Rav Kana, Damar Krakas, the Pasuk says, Vayeshev Ba Ad Mos HaKohen HaGadol. He should dwell there until the death of the Kohen HaGadol. Uksiv, and then there's another Pasuk, Ki Bi Yer Miklato Yeshev Ad Mos HaKohen HaGadol. That he's got to stay in the Yer Miklat until the death of the Kohen HaGadol. Uksiv, and there's a third Pasuk, Vachrei Mos HaKohen HaGadol. That after the Kohen HaGadol dies, he can leave. Why do you need three Pasukim? To tell me when Kohen Gadol dies, he could leave? Because there are three types of Kohanim Gadolim, that if any of them die, he could leave. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a fourth one! Ksiv Krachrina! And this is why Rabbi Yehuda thinks that even if the Meshuach Muhammad dies, you go out, because there's a fourth Pasuk. Lashov Lasheves Baretz Admos HaKohen. The Idach, the first opinion would say, no, the fourth Pasuk doesn't count, because in that fourth Pasuk it never says Kohen Gadol. Midalo Ksiv HaGadol Chad Mehanachu. That fourth Pasuk never says the word HaGadol, so it's probably just referring to one of the other three. So it's not a fourth Kohen Gadol. Lefichach Imosein Shel Kohanim. Therefore, the mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim used to provide brownies and whatever. I made up brownies, but food and clothing. Says the Gemara, wow, they would have to provide food and clothing so that these killers wouldn't daven that the Kohen Gadol should die. That implies that if they would daven that the Kohen Gadol should die, that he would actually die. That's crazy. They have that kind of control. Taima de lo matzlu. The only reason Kohen Gadol will stay alive is because these guys aren't davening. Hamatzlu, if they would daven, maisi, then what would happen? Kohen Gadol would die. Vaksiv kitzipra lenod kidra lo'ov ken kil laschinam lo tavo. Doesn't the Pasuk say that if you curse someone for no reason, it's not going to come true? If they're davening that he should die, they have no reason to daven that he should die. That shouldn't come true. Answers the Gemara, Hahusab mi pirke derava shmi'ali shayel en levakesh rachamim aldorin v'lo bikshu. They do deserve to die. If there's someone sitting in an ear mikla, that's because the Kohen Gadol didn't daven hard enough for the people of his generation. And if he would have davened hard enough for the people of his generation, such a terrible accident never would have happened. So he deserves to die for that. And some say that no, the mothers, when they provided the food, is not to stop the people from davening. It was to get the people to daven. What do you mean to get the people to daven? Get them to daven that the Kohen Gadol should live. Not to be so negative. Stop them from davening that he should die. No, it's to get them to daven that he should live. That they should daven that he won't die, that he should live. And says the Gemara, but then that would imply Taima de Matzlu. The Kohen Gadol is only going to live if they daven for that. Halo Matzlu Maisi. But if they don't daven for that, what's going to happen to him? He's going to die. But my Havalei Levin, what do you want from the poor Kohen Gadol? Why does he deserve to die? Answers the Gemara again. Hach Amrinan. Over here we say, I mean, to frame, this isn't the answer yet, this is still the question. We say, it's not fair. Why should the Kohen Gadol die? Just because this guy killed someone. Tuvia Chatov Zigud Mangid. When Tuvia doesn't have Era, important concept, are you going to beat the garbage out of Zigud? That's not fair. And Hassam Amri, and over there the expression was different. To say the same thing, that it's not fair, they didn't have the expression Zelo Fair or Tuvia Chatov Zigud Mangid, they had a different expression. Amri, Shechem Nasiv Umavgoi Gozir. That what happened? Shechem, who is Shechem in Chumash? He's the guy that took Dina. He kidnaps Dina, and who got punished? His whole city. Why is that fair? He's the one that took Dina, and the whole city gets wiped out. Question mark. Why is it fair that the Kohen Gadol should die just because this other guy happened to kill someone b'shogeg? Amar u Saba. So a certain elderly man said me, Pirkei de Rava Shmieli, I heard the answer to this from the Shiurim of Rava, Shahayelan Levakesh Rachamim Aldorin V'lo Bikshu. They should have davened for the people of their generation, and they didn't. And that's why they die. It's like the story of a guy who was eaten by a lion three parsaos away from where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lived. And this guy was eaten by a lion. And Eliyahu HaNavi wouldn't talk to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi for 3 days. Why? Because if you live in the vicinity of where something so awful happened, and you're a big tzaddik, then it's on you also. The tzaddik should have davened, and if he would have davened properly, such a thing wouldn't have happened. The power of tefillah, unbelievable, that we assume anything bad that happens in the vicinity of a tzaddik is relates to the tzaddik's failure to daven. Main point number four, Kohen Gadol is responsible even for accidental murders that happen under his watch. Kohen Gadol is responsible even for accidental murders that happen under his watch. Amar Rabbi Dom Rav. Rabbi Dom Rav teaches us, Kill las chacham afilu b'chinam hiba. When a chacham curses you, even if it's for no reason, it's going to come true. Minalan, how do we know this? Me Achitofel, from the story with David HaMelech and a man named Achitofel. What happened? Shebesha shekara David Shisin, when David was digging the Shisin, he was preparing for the Beis HaMikdash to be built, so he was digging in the area where the Mizbeach was going to be, the two holes that go all the way down to the core of the earth. So he was drilling and drilling and drilling and drilling all the way down to the core of the earth. Kafa Tahoma, but then water started coming up from the depths of the earth, and Baal Mishtava Alman was going to flood out the whole world. Amar, so he said, he had a shayla. Ma'u lichtov shema chaspa u'mishta b'tohoma. Am I allowed to write the special name of Hashem, throw it into the waters, so that the waters will calm down? If I could write the shame of Hashem on a shard of pottery and throw it in, and it will obviously erase the name of God, but it will save the whole world. Deleiko aduchte, so that the water will stay where it is. Lekadam le midi. No one responded at all to David. Amar, he said, anyone who knows how to answer this question and doesn't answer this question should choke to death. Nasa Achitofel Kalvachomer Beasma. Achitofel said, I think I know the answer. Amar, Umal Asel Shalom Benish Leishto, Amar HaTorah Shemisha Nichta B'Kedusha Yimach HaLamayim. To make peace between a man and his wife, what do? We take a parchment that has Hashem's name written on it, and we erase it in water in the Sota procedure, and we're allowed to do that just to make peace between one man and one wife. L'kol Olam Kula Lo Kol Shekein. So I would think you're allowed to erase the name of God to save the entire planet. So that was his answer. Amalei Shari. So Achitofel says it's mutter. Kasav Shem Achaspa Shadi Atoma. David HaMelech wrote the name of Hashem on a parchment, threw it into the waters. Nachas, it settled down. V'kama Duchte, went back to its place. V'afilu Achik Sivan. Even after all that, the pasuk says, "How did Achitofel die?" V'Achitofel ra kilo nasa atzaso. V'yachvosh asachamar. V'yakam v'yelech al beso el iro. V'yitzav al beso. V'yechanek. Achitofel choked to death. He committed suicide. That's how he choked to death. Achitofel was an advisor in one of the rebellions against David, and he was a brilliant advisor. Whatever he said always was the best advice. He saw that his advice wasn't being followed, and he knew that the rebellion would fail. Now, if you rebel against a king, you're taking a major risk. Because if that rebellion fails, you're going to get killed. So he knew, once his advice wasn't being listened to, that he was going to die. So once he realized that he was going to die, he went home and committed suicide. At least when he commits suicide, his family will get to keep his possessions. If you get killed for being Mordechai ben Malchus, your family gets nothing. So at least but he died of choking. Why? Because that was the klala that David HaMelech had. So main point number 5, even a curse of a chacham for nothing or on a condition is still going to come true. The condition one we're going to do, we'll start, I guess, with tomorrow. A curse of a chacham, even if it's for nothing, and even if it's on a condition, comes true.
Same thing as
yeah, exactly. What?